Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Oh, boy. An Orlando woman has been arrested for pepper spraying two deputies at Walmart. According to the authorities, Keisha Henderson was booked into jail on several charges, including two counts of battery on law enforcement officer, two counts of resisting with violence. Hernando County Sheriff's Office said in a news release, they said the incident happened Wednesday at a Walmart on Cortez Boulevard in Brooksville. She, Henderson, and another suspect, 33-year-old Kiera Tolliver, distracted an older woman while she was shopping, stole her wallet out of her purse, and used her credit cards to make more than $2,000 in fraudulent purchases. So a deputy working in the store went to take a report for the theft, and he was alerted that they had returned to the store. So they returned back, which was, you know, one of their dumber things. And then when he confronted the suspects, that's when Henderson grabbed a can of pepper spray from her purse, sprayed it at the deputy, and then tried to run off. And he couldn't chase after her. She was eventually taken into custody, though. So she's booked on a whole bunch of charges. You came back to the scene of the crime, you dummy. All right, folks. So you've heard me talk about Hillsdale College giving away free copies of the Constitution and Declaration of Independence to my listeners for Constitution Day on September 17th. They've set an immediate goal to give copies to 1 million Americans who don't have one. And if not you, then maybe a young person that you know. And the response has been tremendous. However, this free offer for my listeners ends soon. So if you haven't already, order your free copy right now at Dana4Hillsdale.com. Because every American should have a copy of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. And these days, when most schools neglect to teach our kids about our nation's great heritage of liberty, it's more critical than ever to make sure that these documents are readily available to them. So to claim your free copy, visit Dana4Hillsdale.com today, complete a very simple form, and receive your booklet through the mail, and you don't even have to pay for shipping. But as I mentioned, this offer expires soon. So order your copy now at Dana4Hillsdale.com. That's Dana4Hillsdale.com. Don't delay. So Trevor Bauer, he was a pitcher for Cleveland, ex-Cleveland pitcher. I'm sure that you have probably seen this story at this point. He played for Cleveland from like what, up the 2014, 2013, something like that, to 2019, at which point he was basically run out on a rail because he was falsely accused of rape by this chick that he was seeing. And her name's Lindsay Hill. And now, you know, 2 years on, we are just now, everybody's seeing the text messages where she was sending to her friends saying that he was her next victim. Like, she literally typed this stuff out. And people were asking her, well, how are you? She's like, he's worth $51 million. And she was going to extort him. She said that she was being an absolute skank. She said this. She said she was being an absolute WHORE so that she could get his $51 million. And she said she needed him to choke her out and all this stuff. The morning that she accused him of brutally attacking her, or the morning after she accused him of brutally attacking her and like beating her and putting bruises on her face, she took a selfie video of herself while she was still in bed, and he was next to her and she was smirking at the camera. And it was a complete psychotic planning to extort this guy. And he never paid her a dime, but he had to suffer. I mean, he had his career essentially ruined. I mean, I was asking Steve, I'm like, is he still playing in Japan? I think he had to go play in Japan. She got a $300,000 payout from her insurance company. I don't know why. But she accused him of sexual assault in 2021. And she did not win it. She did not succeed in extorting him. And he was also, he pitched 10 seasons in Major League Baseball. And they suspended him for what, 324 games? That's like two seasons. And then they reduced it to 194 games in December of last year. And then the LA Dodgers, which is his former team, released him in 23. Nobody else would sign him. So he signed a $4 million contract with a team in Japan. He was never arrested. He was never charged with a crime. So he sued the girl. He sued the chick who made up the story about him. And she accused him of horrific things, none of which were proven. Like, she accused him of so many horrific things. She's like, he held a knife to my throat and he did this and that and all this other stuff. And this is, as a mom of sons, oh man, God put a hand over my mouth. Not even joking. This is, first off, there's a couple things here. And I can tell this to you dudes without any fear of, because you do have bad chicks out there. I've always told my sons, and even when I was growing up, you know, I think dudes need, if you're going to go out and you're going to get in the dating scene, I always thought it was helpful for dudes to have a female amongst their group who could kind of be a wingman. Because let me tell you something, chicks will know another chick within seconds. And chicks will be like, she's crazy, or she's not crazy, and they're not wrong. And in this day and age, you have a lot of trifling females out there who have no at all whatsoever self-worth, apparently, and they'll do stuff like this. I think if a chick falsely accuses a guy of something this horrific, they should suffer the penalty that would be given him were he guilty of what he was being accused of. Because you are maliciously trying to ruin someone's life with false accusations. And it's gotten so bad. It's affected how men date. It has affected, like, younger generations. It's not that an issue of confidence so much as they don't want to ever be falsely accused of something. And you can never, and honestly, I get so tired of some of this stuff because you hear, and I have friends who have just girls, I have just boys, and I have friends who have girls and boys. But if you're going to tell everyone else to raise gentlemen, by God, you better raise ladies. Women are not exempt from not acting like absolute mindless sluts who want to drink every drop of liquor at a party. They're not exempt from acting like ladies any more than the men are exempt from acting like gentlemen. This is a two-way street here, as we can see with Trevor Bauer. Now, this chick falsely accused him, tried to ruin his life. She did impact it. She did. I mean, he definitely can prove damages for sure. The stuff that she was saying and bragging about to her friends, there's all this video of her online being absolutely heinous to people. Horribly mean to people. She looks like a psycho, doesn't she? Doesn't she have crazy eyes, Kane? She got crazy eyes. But it is so prevalent now. It's like for instance, the UVA story. This was several years ago. Rolling Stone wrote this story about this chick who falsely accused a frat of the gang raping her. Ruined these dudes' lives. And as it turned out, she made it all up to try to make the guy she was actually romantically interested in jealous. They never even reached out. Her friends ratted her out. They didn't even bother to do the due diligence. They just took her claims face value. And you had this whole believe all women thing, as though men inherently cannot ever be believed. It is so sexist. We live in such a matriarchal driven society. Do not insist otherwise. We do. Dudes are so, it's not an issue of confidence. They are so nervous about being falsely accused and have their lives ruined because all it takes is an accusation. We live in a society where justice is determined on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. It is the court of public opinion and the penalty is rendered before the truth is even out there. Guys don't have a chance. And because of the pervasive sexist mindset towards men, guys are immediately assumed guilty because they're guys, right? I don't know. It's wild. You instantly have to believe the woman. this chick, I mean, what is ever going to happen to her? She's not going to have any penalty at all whatsoever. Even in the court of public opinion, I mean, people are dragging her, but I mean, she's not losing a job. She's not losing income. She tried to extort this guy, falsely accused him of heinous things. And what? She gets to walk? And the journalist, Molly Knight, who wrote this, she ought to get dragged too, because she enabled all of this stuff. This garbage reporter. It's not a reporter. She did the same thing. What was it? Sabrina Erdley did over at Rolling Stone with the UVA story. Molly Knight just redid that. I mean, false accusations of rape are as, I mean, they're, you should suffer the penalty that you're accusing of what the accuser would be convicted of. Yeah, she's protected her tweets now. I couldn't see her stuff yesterday. Yeah, she protected her tweets now. Molly Knight did, the reporter who enabled all of this stuff. It's sad. It's sad. She said that he fractured her skull. She wrote this. Molly Knight literally wrote that Trevor Bauer fractured Lindsay Hill's skull. Well, the video that came out, and by the way, that was hidden from his defense team illegally. That was never shared or made available to his defense team ever. And the video where she took, her skull's supposed to be fractured. She looks fine. She's like smirking at the camera, all this stuff. She's, I mean, nuts. Like, there's this video that was circulating of her the other night. She looked like, I don't know, she looked like she was at some event. She was like being ignorant to people, going off on me. She's nuts. But she bragged about targeting him. She bragged about all this stuff. I mean, he lost, I don't know what, 2 years of his career because of this gold digging skank. And that's exactly what she is. She's a gold digging skank. Now, this, I can say that. It's okay because she is. And dude, you should be able to say it too. Because she is. Lindsay Hill is a gold digging skank. The end. I mean, this guy, the more you read about it, it is one of the most horrific things I've ever read. The stuff that she accused him of, you have to be soulless. It's just evil. It is demonic. And then the Dodgers. When are the LA Dodgers going to apologize? This is their tweet from January 6th. The Dodgers organization believes that allegations of sexual assault or domestic violence should be thoroughly investigated. Blah, 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 blah. And with due process given to the accused. But they never did that. They never gave him due process. They literally, in one paragraph, they said that they should give due process to the accused. And then in the next sentence, they talked about dumping him. And then and they noted on Reddit, too. Reddit moderators are just absolute crap also. They the subreddit on baseball, the baseball thread, they spent 2 years going after, as Kane noted, Bauer. And then when it showed that he was falsely accused, smeared, and his life ruined, the moderators, wanting to dodge all culpability, locked the thread and deleted comments. So my son is a freshman in college. And their university has been sending out, it's the Office of like Civil Rights, Equity, and Title IX. And they've been sending out these emails demanding that these students, particularly the males, they have to watch these videos or they can be suspended from school. And it basically portrays all men as barbaric animals who can't overcome their rapist urges. And it actually also asks them, do you think if you see a situation where you suspect that this may be happening, should you get involved? Like, they have no regard for the liability that someone else may incur by getting involved in a situation in which they know nothing about, number one. But number two, where's the responsibility for the women? Stop falsely accusing dudes of rape. Stop it. Stop falsely accusing dudes of being rapists. Where are the videos going out to these little princesses about that? Title IX, where's that at? Stop ruining dudes' lives out of spite because you're not good looking enough to attract him. Stop it. Stop being a gold digging skank. Where are the videos going out about this? It is so frustrating. I remember when I was in college and I was, you know, I was raised entirely in a Democrat vacuum. I mean, I had a Democrat family. I did not meet a Republican until I went to college, and I'm not even exaggerating. I grew up in such a bubble. I literally, with my Democrat family and my Democrat bubble, knew no diversity, knew nothing. It wasn't until I actually met Republicans and went to college and like was exposed to greater knowledge that my mind began expanding. And it amazes me that you'd never have thought of doing stuff like this when you're in school. And I used to think, oh, well, you know, I was raised Democrat, I'm probably a feminist. And then I had sons and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is like third wave feminism is an evil concept that is absolutely antithetical to the purpose of raising good young men. I just look at this stuff and I worry for women, or not women, I worry for men. So I'm like, you know, my husband can't hit a girl, but I sure as hell can. That includes some weak dudes too. But I feel so bad for this guy. And I've seen some of these like third waivers out there. Oh, he's still a millionaire baseball player. Shut up, chick. Shut up. You ruined his life. You altered his own self-perception. Thankfully, he fought on and he didn't settle for anything. They just wanted him to pay her and go away. He wasn't going to do it. And hopefully this gives a little bit, you know, a little bit of courage to some of these other guys, to some other guys out there. And hopefully it like scares the hell out of some of these gold diggers that think they can extort these guys. Here's the thing. Don't go out and get totally, you know, plastered and lose control of your faculties. And also be careful about your piece that you're going out with. Okay. There's too many crazy people that have no sense at all whatsoever of self-respect, self-worth, or right and wrong in this world. This is a horrific story all the way. I have nothing nice to say about this chick. You all know that I have several Kel-Tec firearms that I love, but the PMR-30 is perhaps my favorite, great, all-around, reliable Kel-Tec. And for those of you who might be recoil shy, the PMR-30 is great for personal or home defense, but it's also really recreationally. Its lightweight, accuracy, and 30-round, 22 magnum capacity make it perfect for hiking, backpacking, camping, boating, and an all-out fun range day plinking. Right out of the box, the PMR-30 offers excellent target acquisition with its high-vis fiber optic front and rear sights. If you want a recreational carbine, the CMR-30 is the PMR-30's big brother and accepts the same 30-round, 22 magnum magazines with a ballistic advantage. Visit KelTecWeapons.com to learn more about the PMR-30. And while they are, sign up for the Kel-Tec Insider to stay up to date and follow them on social media. Go to KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com. Kel-Tec, 30 years of innovation to help secure your world. Visit KelTecWeapons.com today. KelTecWeapons.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
All right, so first and foremost, let it hit us. Let this thing hit us. NASA has delayed the Psyche asteroid mission over the spacecraft's thrusters. It's 16 Psyches, considered a dwarf planet. It's about 140 miles in diameter. And so they wanted to investigate this metal-rich asteroid. But there's spacecraft thrusters. Try to say that really fast. Spacecraft thrusters. They said that the agency announced this last week. They said they're going to push it back a week. Just let it hit us. Just let it hit us. I'm fine with us. But I do want the metals out of that. What did they say? It was like 11 quadrillion. It's like a new numerical amount. Los Angeles's controversial zero bail policy has taken effect because the judge has ruled that cash bail is discriminatory against minorities and the poor, which to me sounds super discriminatory just by itself. If you're saying that minorities and the poor just, wow, that's so super ridiculously racist. But it's officially known as pre-arraignment release protocols. The zero bail policy has been slammed by cops who say it's going to undermine crime fighting. Of course it's going to. And the new law comes as officials in L.A. say that organized crime and pandemic era zero cash bail, that's to blame for all of the smash and grab stuff that's been going on. Yeah, you know, it has been. So that's everywhere that they've implemented this. It has been absolutely disastrous. I don't know why they think that this is going to be any different. This is horrifying. NBC, Coast Guard calls off search for a man who was reported missing after a possible shark attack in California. So they were apparently looking for this guy. They got a call that this man had disappeared on Wildcat Beach at Point Reyes National Seashore. He was with a small group when he disappeared. He was not named yesterday. A member of the group told officials that he disappeared after a shark attack. They had two helicopters, all kinds of stuff. They called the search off yesterday. They said that there's dozens of miles of beach, but man, can you imagine? That's terrifying. That's a terrifying thing. That's absolutely terrifying. And a grizzly bear, this is in Banff, Canada's a national park in Canada. A grizzly bear killed a couple and their dog inside of the park. This is just terrifying. This took place actually on Friday, but it's making the news over, starting to make the news yesterday. Grizzly bear attacked and killed the couple and their dog. It was at Deer River Valley, Red Deer River Valley. It took place on Friday night. They had the Wildlife Human Attack Response Team and who responded, and they said that they found the bodies of the people at 1 a.m. local time. That's horrific. You need to really pay attention to where your tax dollars are going. This is crazy. I was looking at this. This is in my county, Tarrant County, we have our commissioner's court meeting. And I think a lot of people, they just don't pay attention to some of this stuff because it's not national, or by the time it hits, then they'll only pay attention to it if it becomes like a national thing. So in my county, actually today they were having it, their commissioner's court meeting. They had a $675,000 request for taxpayer dollars to fund this thing called the Girls Inc. for the next fiscal year. Now, this is where it stops being, oh, well, it's a club. Kids can form whatever clubs. No, not when they're actually demanding money through these channels. So Girls Inc., I mean, has been getting taxpayer dollars. It promotes, I mean, it's a group that promotes like CRT and, you know, the trans movement, etc. They encourage girls ages 10 to 15 to, quote, embrace sexuality. They advance menstrual equity, where I don't even understand what that is. I need to really pause there. I mean, this is stuff like from their own like mission statements. I mean, this is the stuff that they have. They talk about menstruation equity and how girls should be inclusive of men who menstruate. Kane, your face. Are you okay? Mm-hmm.
Why are we entertaining this at all? Mm-hmm. Men who menstruate?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah.
No. No.
Well, that's what they... Then you're engaging in discrimination and harassment.
Mm. Is that what they call in science now? That's weird.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've always said if you're a dude and you're bleeding from that area, you need medical attention. So they also really go after police, law enforcement. See, this is like part of the thing. I just want to point out, like, you had three younger dudes that carjacked Henry Cuellar. And when you look at a lot of the law and order situations and the looting and all of this stuff, it's like younger, you know, young adults. What do you think organizations like this are teaching them in school? So they get into they really push the trans stuff, really push. They push embrace your sexuality. I mean, literally the girls is like age 10. Like, what in the world are you talking about? That's like the Barbie generation, right? That's not like embrace your sexuality generation. This is just really crazy stuff. And they want taxpayer dollars. They actually expect some taxpayer dollars. They expect that, you know, that this is something that they can ask for. It's just craziness. You know, and I'm looking at this stuff. these are not like Stromian arguments. Those, and apparently the Fort Worth City Council funds Girls Inc. too. And here, this is here in Texas. You can just see from their own actual materials the stuff that they support and the stuff that they promote. I'm just still, again, trying to figure out what menstruation equity is. Like, why would you want some of that? For real. Like, why would you want some of that? That's asinine. It's not a fun thing, dudes. It's not a fun thing. Stop. But taxpayer dollars. If they think it's so important, why don't they just have like a, why don't they have private funding? Why do they have to shake down the taxpayer for this stuff? I $670,000 at a time when people are broke. I mean, quite frankly, people are absolutely broke. I was looking at some of the comments on this because the left was just like losing their minds over this, saying that, oh, they do a lot of good stuff for the community. I don't think so. Like, this is what they say. They talk about menstrual equity, the affordability, accessibility, and safety of what? Of menstrual products, education, reproductive care. They say people who menstruate. They say menstruators. Oh, God. Not making this up. This is like actually their stuff. They said people who have periods or menstruate. This term is inclusive of transgender men and non-binary people who experience menstrual cycles.
Biological women. Okay.
Yeah, that's biological women. Okay. That's who experiences that. It's biological women. This is the attempted erasing of women. Yeah, they get into the tampon tax. This is what Girls Inc. does. This is the like this is the stuff that they do. And so they had what do you want to call it? Like the open comment forum for this today. So because they want tax dollars, they need tax dollars for this stuff. $675,000 request to fund them for the next fiscal year. Nope. And they also very much advance progressive political positions, obviously, and that would include candidates too. Why are you so discriminatory, Kane? What gets me, you know, I'm looking at some of the stuff on this. The remarks from the leftists that are losing their minds over this because they cannot stand that somebody called this out. It was a dad in the area who called this out. And by the way, Kane, I'm just, you know, because they always say it's a bunch of racist old white people that say this kind of stuff. He looks like he's in his 30s. He's a dad. His name is Carlos Turchios. You know, sounds like a total white dude, oh, right? Yeah, probably totally from, white. You know, somewhere in Norway.
So white.
Yeah. Super white guy. Carlos Turchios. Yeah. Super white guy. That's the other thing, too. They've targeted our county, especially with the school board stuff. And you guys have seen this, too. Like, you know, you saw how they went after Loudoun County. You know who heads up Loudoun County? It's a Muslim Democrat mom. She was like, what are you teaching my kids? The same thing here in the area that I live in. You literally had a Cuban family that was one of the leading families in this. And when NBC... and Lester Holt, it takes everything I have not to say Mo Lester. Lester Holt, when they came in town, because they wanted to like try to do all this division and all this stuff. When they came into town and were doing a story on this, they would not speak with the Cuban family. They would only speak with minority leftists and the woman, the black mother that was speaking out and was acting like she, you know, was the avatar for the whole we have to do this because of discrimination in the school. So we need to have all this trans stuff and everything else. She doesn't even live in this area. She doesn't pay tax in this area. Her kids didn't even go to the school. NBC failed to actually include that in their coverage. So this is, and this is in Fort, this is in suburbs of Fort Worth that this is happening. $675,000 to fund this stuff. Now, what have you been hearing about teachers? Teachers need to get paid more. Teachers need this. What do you think $675,000 could do for like benefits or salaries of teachers instead of funding teaching menstruation equity? What do you think that could do? Don't you think that could maybe help some teachers? Maybe they could hire some, like, you know, tutors for the kids. You have children that are struggling to meet basic academic standards in a number of districts across the country, and this is what they want to spend taxpayer dollars on. I mean, it's shameful. And I have to tell you, and like scrolling through the comments on this, I'm going to say it. What in the hell is wrong with progressive white women? Can I just ask this question? What is wrong with progressive white women? All of these activists, I feel like they're moms with these progressive white moms with Munchausen's by proxy. They have to fabricate an activist issue within their home so that they can get attention for themselves, acting as like a warrior for the cause. What gets me is going through these comments. I've noticed, and I've noticed this nationally as well, it seems like it is disproportionately white progressive women going after more conservative, and I would say predominantly Hispanic, at least in my area, parents who are speaking up against this stuff. Now, who's the racist? You know, going by their logic.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.